have a 9-person committee. So I actually assign every 2 weeks different books to my committee to make sure that we don't miss anything, books that are published in English by American trade publishers. I also ask my committee to go out and try and find 5 more obscure titles so that we can really make sure that we're vetting and finding all of the titles that we're excited about. And throughout the year, if somebody finds a title that they're very excited about, we had a Google Doc set up for all of them. And so if you gave a title a maybe, we would automatically have a second reader. If a title received 3+ starred reviews, we automatically had a second reader. And if someone was excited about it, they nominated the title. And once a title is nominated, everyone on the committee reads it. And then in our annual and our midwinter conference, we discuss all of the nominated titles, ultimately have a voting procedure that is delineated for us by YALSA, and we come up with a winner. And we have the opportunity to select up to 4 honor books. And this year we did select 4 because there were some wonderful books out there.
Let's talk about the winner, who is no stranger to NPR listeners, Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. This is for book 3 of the graphic novel March. What made this book stand out among the others?
Well, it wasn't just written by Congressman John Lewis. He did have a co-author, Andrew Iden, and the illustrator was Nate Powell. What stood out to this book is we have a number of criteria, and it really looks at literary elements. It looks at character, theme, setting, plot, and also the artistic elements. And just looking through this book, the way that the text and the illustrations had the interplay together, the black and white, the close-ups, the perspective, it really gave you a sense of being in the time and place with John Lewis. And it was almost like watching a movie because the close-ups were there, the setting was there, you had the perspective, you could almost see it in your head. And the black and white illustrations were very poignant. It was very text-heavy too, so there was a lot of text to really read about and discover. And I think in our history classrooms, we hear about the American or the white perspective, the government perspective. You read about Martin Luther King. You'll read about Rosa Parks, but it's more from a distance. You really hear the actual autobiography of someone who lived it. And Congressman John Lewis was in all of the marches and the protests. He was at the front line. He had his skull cracked open 3 times, and during the March on Selma, he actually was in the hospital at night, got up in the morning, drove to the march, protested, and then had to go back to the hospital at night. So you got his perspective. And I don't think you usually get that front and center from an African American who lived it.
Now, Congressman Lewis, as you know, was in a recent war of words with President Trump after Lewis questioned Trump's legitimacy to be president, and then Trump responded by disparaging Lewis's district. How much did this very public spat figure into the book's selection?
Theoretically, not at all. We judge a book by its merit. And we'd been discussing this book prior to what had happened on Twitter. So we really tried our very best not to take it into account. The way it factored in is we cannot read a book in a bubble. And so what's going on right now in our society and in our country makes this book even more relevant with the Black Lives Matter, with some of the racist issues that have been coming to the forefront. So the relevancy of this book certainly weighed into our decision because it impacted how you read it in terms of the themes and the connections to modern day and contemporary society. So while we didn't say, ooh, Congressman John Lewis wrote this book, he's been in the news, we want to meet him because he's the author, that did not come into play. We also had to be very careful to make sure that March Book 3 stood alone. The book that wins the Prince Award has to stand on its own, and it really does. I highly recommend everyone take a look at this book because it is a work of art. And I do want to say that this is actually a landmark book in that it is the very first nonfiction book to win the Prince, and it is the first book ever to win the National Book Award and the Prince Award in the same year.
There were 4, as you mentioned earlier, honor books, including one by Louise O'Neill called Asking for It. This is about a young woman named Emma Donovan who lives in a small Irish town. She goes to a party and the next morning wakes up on the front porch of her house, doesn't know what happened, doesn't know how she got there, but everybody else does. They're circulating photographs of Emma being sexually assaulted that night. And she struggles with the question, or I guess this is a question others are putting to her, did you ask for this? Tell me more about how the committee felt about this story.
The author had said that she was inspired by the Steubenville rape case.
This was in Steubenville, Ohio, in 2012. High school girl, incapacitated by alcohol.
The question really is, was she asking for it? Because she was not a very likable character, and it's true, she would go to parties and have sex and didn't necessarily consider it to be rape if they didn't necessarily consent because they were under the influence of alcohol, but they just went along with the program. And the boys in question were all the popular boys, the jocks. And so the town really sided with the boys. Boys will be boys. Don't ruin their future. And Emma had to decide, was she willing to prosecute or go on with life and brush it under the rug? So while I can't tell you what the committee specifically said about it, the writing was very powerful. The theme was very powerful. And the way that time was used, the way that setting was developed, really made it stand out in terms of literary merit.
There are three more honor books among this year's winners, and you could read more about those at WNIJ.org. Melanie Koss is the chairwoman of this year's Prince Awards for Young Adults. She's also a professor of literacy education at Northern Illinois University. Melanie, thank you very much.
Thank you.